Both Scott Walker and Mary Burke campaigned in Wausau today as they crisscrossed the state in an effort to drum up last-minute votes. But even in these polarized times, we found something voters of all persuasion could agree on: the political ads on TV and the radio.
Thank God they're coming to an end. They are absolutely outrageous.
Carl Herding finishes his lunch at the Mint Cafe, which has been a gathering place in downtown Wausau for more than 120 years.
They just are absolutely disgusting. Money in politics is distorting our democratic system.
At the next table, Dolores Hospoltz is looking forward to tomorrow, when the ads will end.
I'm glad they're coming to an end, because some of them are just a bunch of lies, and I don't appreciate that.
Bob Kretlow is back in his old hometown of Wausau after moving to North Carolina, where there's a tough Senate race this year.
These people were soliciting some billionaires, and I thought it was just in our state of North Carolina, and then I went to Virginia, and then I came here.
And if the negative ads are designed to suppress voter turnout, it's working with Phyllis Micklick.
Had enough. All they do is run each other down. That's why I'm not voting.
Tomorrow morning it will all be over and the political ads will be gone as the politicians and consultants begin to craft the next round of negative ads for 2016. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.